Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Something Something podcast. You know what, Larry? You're always here. It feels weird introducing Dylan.
Yeah.
So we're just going to get right to it. This is another, announcement for the Haunted Horror Film Festival.
And Paranormal.
Paranormal.
The Haunted Horror Film and Paranormal Investigation Festival. Yeah, baby.
Because the URL was dirt cheap.
It was great.
No, but when we did this, there were some names that we knew we had to have to do this. Heather, of course, the Johnson brothers. But after Heather, the further choice was, well, somehow we got to get Dylan to be part of this one. He's way more knowledgeable about festivals than we are, because you gotta understand, my man here used to get made fun of for doing YouTube. Now he's like getting invited to all the major festivals.
Talk about Dylan, a visionary. He's ahead of the curve, baby.
Now, again, for our regular listeners, it's Dylan. We all know who he is, but for people who might be discovering this, because this is going to be on the Instagram for the festival's page.
And the YouTube.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, but keep it under an hour, because you can be long-winded at times for simple answers. I mean, we went out to eat with this guy in Texas, and it took him an hour to order his chicken fingers after talking to the waitress.
Look. First and foremost, it didn't take an hour, okay? If anything, it took you multiple times because you kept flip-flopping back and forth between what you want to eat. I, however, actually like to savor my food. So, yes, I am a slow eater. So you can come for me for that. But I know what I want, and I'm going to order what I want. So, and I might make eye contact with a pretty waitress. Oh, boy. Shoot me down.
The truth comes out.
I've known these guys for years. I mean, we've worked on a movie together. We've done pretty much everything together.
We have a podcast together.
For those who are coming into this, in a sense, because you're coming into this through the festival and you're doing your little research on whether or not you should come or whatnot. Well, yes, my name is Dylan. I'm actually a film critic. I run the media outlet / Movie Reviews. You can find me out on YouTube. That's the main platform. But honestly, I'm on all major social media platforms, and I'm very active on social media. There's no denying about it. Maybe I could be a little less active, if anything. But I review all the latest upcoming horror titles. I also read a lot of books, so sometimes I'll get on there and talk about book to movie adaptations that I really like. But right now I do focus heavily on just reviewing movies because I'm very busy. In fact, even when I get off this call, I'm moving right into another festival. Because I cover a lot of film festivals I've covered festivals like South by Southwest. I just finished Tribeca, moving into Chattanooga tonight. I've done Sundance, I've done the New York Film Festival, and of course, for like 5 years straight, I've done Fantastic Fest, which is just the greatest place on Earth. That is my Disney World, and I'm looking forward to finally be back in person this September. I'm just a film critic, and I'm thrilled to be able to once again get to work with Eric and Larry on conjuring up this haunted film festival in at this haunted hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very cool. You know, it's like Eric was saying, once we started really getting into this, we've met a lot of people, and I don't think a lot of people that are just discovering us, Eric and Dylan, through the film festival, that, we also do like a podcast together. We have like a little podcast network. We have the Something Something podcast. We have the Something About the Unknown podcast. And then we have Smells Like Teen Horror podcast with you, Dylan, talking about 80s horror films, 90s horror films, actually an early 2000s. So it's really cool. But
yeah,
everybody that we have had on our podcasts and met, right, through our podcasts, we have really wanted to put as filmmakers, right? Because let's face it, you know, you're a filmmaker, Dylan. You know, you've shot films before. We've just did our film. And one of the giant reasons, obviously, is you know the festival circuit. You know what to look for. And that's what we want in all these films, you know? So you're like the best of the best.
The best thing about doing a lot of festivals, particularly not just doing the virtual ones because of 2020 being what it was, but also I do it a lot of these festivals also in person. And when you're in person, you're in person. So you're literally, it's one of the things I love about Fantastic Fest particularly, is it's all in one location. And that's what's so great. I'm excited about Haunted Film Fest because it's all in one location. So even if you're an introvert or an extrovert and you want to get out there and meet people, it's going to be very easy to do that because you're going to be surrounded by people. So when I'm at these festivals, I'm always networking. I'm always having a conversation. What are you about to watch next? What was your favorite thing that you've watched so far? And by doing that, I'm making communications. I'm simply networking right then and there, and I'm spurring up these conversations, and I'm learning insider trading of how certain things done. So I've been, in a sense, brought on board in a lot of ways to honestly chauffeur the children and guide them in their whole legal situations. Well, I get to have all the fun as being part of the jury and submission guy, you know. So when you hate something, you can more than likely blame me for that. You can more than likely blame me. Not so much them.
The pretentious China horror movies, you know, Dylan chose it.
Yes, there will at least be one pretentious horror entry into this thing, because if there's anything, I love pretentious horror.
This is how it's going to go. We're going to read the log line. A young man has to escape a cult. It wins the grand prize. It's the best movie there.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to own it. I already love it.
In the style of Ari Asher. Best movie I've ever seen.
Yes. I'm a massive fanatic of the works of Ari Aster.
That in the last episode when we had the Johnson brothers on, we were a bit more serious and respectful.
We were. And that's really not us in real life. Like, dead ass cut the cameras. We are so unprofessional. We are just goofing off and making ridiculous.
With you, I feel that I'm more comfortable because, again, I could bust your chops all I want. And, you know, here's the main, what's going to be great about having Dylan at the festival is also, he's my keeping me safe drinking buddy.
Yes. So Eric made a movie this year, and Eric was also introduced to the world of alcohol truly this year. Because that's what happens when you're directing a movie. I can't blame him there, because even I needed a shot at 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning before going to bed, because we're all nocturnal now. So I get that. But yes, I was the guy to be like, okay, child, hand me your wallet, phone, keys, because clearly you didn't like anything the night before.
But that's another thing I want to bring up. People, when it comes to the festival stuff, you know, I'm more from the filmmaker side, the networking, but getting to see the movies is cool. But just tell us about the fun aspect. Leave out the screenings and just, you know, you got to chill with a lot of big time directors, man, and have fun overall.
Exactly. And that is one of the things that I will say. Yes, when it comes to the screenings and all this stuff, look, I've been doing festivals for over 5 years now. I know what works at a festival, what doesn't work. I'm not going to stir y'all wrong on picking some bad content. Okay. You're going to have great movies to watch. You know, I'm the type of guy who will literally watch 75 movies in a month if work demands it. So I know, I've seen some things. You don't have to worry about that. I will say one of the great things about it is, I'm telling you y'all, the community aspect of a film festival. Yes, everyone always goes for the films. Everyone always goes for the films. Oh, this movie's playing, that thing. Oh, we're going to have this event and this excursion. The excursions and on the movies might buy the tickets, but it's truly going to be the people that you meet there and why you like the event so much. Because when I think back of all my favorite things that have ever happened at festivals, it's hanging out with certain people, filmmakers. It's hanging out with badge holders, you guys, the ones watching this, who you're all going to be mingled in between each other. And you're all going to be able to have conversations freely about what movies you liked and what movies you didn't like. You know, like, oh, I really like that movie. It's like, well, I actually didn't like that movie. And I'm telling you, it's going to spark a conversation. And the next thing you know, you're going to be getting drinks. And then you've made a buddy, and you next thing you know, you're going to be coming back the following year because you want to reconnect. And this has become your hub for that.
Yeah.
That is something that has always happened. There are people that I have met at Fantastic Fest, and I met them the first year. And every year our group gets bigger and bigger and bigger to the point that now we're almost having to split our Airbnbs because we can't find a place that will hold all of us. Without, unless it's a mansion. And let's be honest, they ain't got mansions just chilling around South Lamar area. So, yeah, I'm telling you, as someone who's been to a festival, there are so many great avenues. There are going to be events. And look, you might say, you know what? I want to sit out on this movie. I've watched enough movies. Luckily, there's going to be food and events and other little excursions that can fulfill you and get not only the joy of being at a festival, but also your money's worth at the same time.
Yeah.
As
a film fan and a festival goer, how cool do you think it's going to be that you could potentially see a movie about a haunted house at the festival? Well, and then after that, go tour a haunted hotel.
There's, as someone who's even been to the Stanley Hotel, I can tell you there's nothing greater than sitting in a haunted house, watching a movie about a haunted house. The level of meta that is happening right there, it's almost psychedelic. It just feels so good. It's you can't really truly describe it. It's such a great cathartic. It's for a horror fan, it feels cathartic to be able to do that. And I had the opportunity to do that, and I will constantly take any more opportunities to have that experience. And I think as moviegoers, that's what we want. We want to feel the immersiveness, not just the movie itself. You know, you want a little bit more than what you'll get at a Regal Cinemas, you know, not to come after a Regal Cinemas, but you know, they're a corporate chain. We want to offer.
Bitterness is strong in this one.
We want to offer something a little bit more immersive, something that, you know, that feels very much like our little small haunted home that you're all going to get to live and experience through. And I'm telling you, you'll really remember every creak, every floorboard, where the sound's coming from, all that stuff. And it's a really, really great feeling.
And, you know, I think that's one of the things, obviously, we're covering two different things. We're covering films, but not just films. It's a genre. It's the slasher film. It's the horror film. There's going to be also paranormal investigation documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I'm kind of excited to see, because actually, as a matter of fact, Eric doesn't even know this. We've had a couple people hit us up on social media in our DMs, letting us know, and they've even hit us up through our email about actually some of the films that they have, and they're gonna be submitting. So that's exciting.
Wow.
But not only are we going to have, obviously, the film aspect.
Can you speak up a bit, Larry?
Yeah, and the paranormal aspect, right? But we're also going to be having a panel discussion about your, about really you, Dylan, about, you know, everything that we're kind of discussing. We're going to get in a really in-depth, nice little panel discussion.
Yeah. So if you're watching this, save your questions, whether it's questions about the movies themselves. We'll have Q&A panel events with filmmakers who might be present, asking them to explain certain filmmaking aspects that they might have had to go through, hurdles and stuff like that, while also just having panels about random paranormal events, you know, and you might see yours truly hosting one or two of those. You know, well, I guess not just hosting, more like moderating, if anything, reading the room and allowing that stuff to go. And as someone who's been to a lot of festivals, I can tell you these little tidbits, these little informations that you get from filmmakers about little quirks about, like, that bit was the hardest thing to do. Yes, it's cool to read about it in a tweet, but it's one thing to actually be in the room when that information is dropped, and you can be like, oh yeah, I was in the room when we all learned that Jamie Lee Curtis was actually the voice of the baby in Halloween 2018, you know? And I remember being in that room, and I was like, I'm standing in the room with this new information drop. It's a great thing. Also, you're going to be introduced to a lot of independent filmmakers, and not and a lot of independent filmmakers who are on the upswing. So filmmakers who are on the upswing in their careers, in a sense, so you're going to be there and be like, I remember when I saw their first little feature film. And let me tell you, that ego boost is going to do great for your skin. Let me tell you, it's going to do great. You're going to feel great, and you're going to ride that wave. I'm still riding that wave. I'm one of the few people who ever got to see Gerald's Game in a theater. Like, wow. I saw the world premiere, and in the only theatrical showing technically ever of Gerald's Game was at Fantastic Fest. Yeah. And it's still one of the greatest theater experiences I've ever had. And I'm constantly, I won't shut up about that theater experience because of how great it was. And you're going to have experiences like that every single day. Yeah. Through these panels, through these film screenings, through these immersive events and all that stuff. So, if you've never been to if you've also never been to a festival, the reason why I think that this is a great festival to start with is because it's not going to be overwhelming. You're not going to feel like, in a sense, like, I have to do everything. No, you don't. No, you don't. Yeah. There will be people here to direct you and to be able to be like, what are you feeling? Where's your mindset at? You know what? Maybe this is actually what you need. So very, very, very open, free vibes.
Nice. Very nice. And, you know, obviously before we wrap up, Eric, I mean, listening to you, Dylan, it always amazes me when we do our podcast to listen to you and Eric talk about, like, a lot of the behind the scenes stuff about horror films and, you know, the genre films. You know, and that's what we're doing. And I think that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to is having you guys, you know, having us together again, number one, right? But number two, having us really be on stage and talking and discussing, because I love being a fly on the wall.
But I'm going to say this now and put you guys on the spot. I think we should do a live screening with us doing a commentary of our favorite movie. Now, this movie isn't my favorite movie. It's not Larry's favorite movie. And it's not Dylan's favorite movie, but it's our favorite movie.
I know where this is going.
You know, you say it, Dylan, say it.
The good old Mutilator.
Yes.
Good old Mutilator.
That is a good one.
We three watched the Mutilator for a podcast recording, and there is just it. From some people, it is as dry as wood. But for us, it just fit. It clicked. It great. Checked all the boxes.
Yeah. I'm not joking. I think we should do this.
That's cool. That's
we
cool.
We can even do a sing-along for the theme song.
Right. Only time will tell. And you know what? That's a good one to kind of bump, bump, bump to be continued to see if it's going to happen. So, yeah. Dylan, really, honestly, we're super excited. I'm totally excited to see you again, obviously.
Yeah.
And have you not in Texas, but in Illinois. So that's going to be cool.
That's going to be cool.
I don't know about you guys, but it's going to be my first time ever there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
I've been to Illinois once, and then I've flown to Chicago a couple of times, but I've never left the airport. I got trapped there once. It was terrible. I was in shorts and flip-flops, and it was January, and it was terrible, and I had to sleep in the airport because flights were getting delayed, and I had to fly there or else I was going to get stuck in Austin for another, 2 days. And I was like, fly me anywhere. So, we can get you to Chicago tonight. And I was like, I'm going to Chicago. And I flew back the next morning. But so that'll be interesting. I haven't been to Chicago since that awful experience.
Oh, yeah.
So the PTSD week before.
Right.
But also what's great is I have Fantastic Fest right before this festival. So I will be also well-versed in all of the film glory. Yeah. Haven't been in my favorite place in over a year. Just been doing the virtual stuff.
Yeah, everybody is ready, man. Everybody's ready to get out and about, and this is no exception. You know, we're ready.
I don't want to toot our own horns, but I really feel that by October, all of this is going to be done with the mask, and I think most people will be vaccinated, or at least herd immunity will be active by then, and you're going to get to do something for the first time in over a year. You're going to get to be amongst your people. Again, whether you're a horror buff or you're into the paranormal stuff or you dig both, me, you're just going to have so much fun at this. And again, like Dylan was saying, you can be one of those people. And again, I love doing this. Well, I was into them before they got really big.
Yeah.
It is a cool trump card to have when you can pull that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone. Dylan, we are so happy to have you aboard. Everybody, links our link tree where you can, submit a movie or buy your ticket or check out the webpage is in all of our social medias right now. And in the link, if you're listening to us on Anchor or if you're watching on YouTube, it's all right there. Dylan, thank you so much. Again, I've missed seeing your face. We haven't talked. We've talked, but we haven't seen each other in a while. And
well,
Larry,
we're recuperating from making a movie, so.
Yeah, still. But again, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this. And please submit your movie or buy your tickets.